we're talking about Tarek Sims. We'll get Zorb's thoughts on that. The dangerous contact charge could see him out of the Origin decider. Clemmer will be in based on what we saw yesterday as well. I don't think there's any surprise around that. And George Burgess referred directly to the judiciary. And we're just wondering what that penalty might be that is handed down. 1353 53 is the open line number, and we will take your thoughts on all of those topics. Let's get to the man who's without fear or favour, says what he believes. And of course, we had him for the hour last week, and he was dominant through the middle of the field there, just as you would expect. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Ray.
Morning, Pete.
Tarek Sims, 2 weeks, grade 2, 300 base points. Does he play Origin or not?
Well, first of all, I'm amazed that there's a charge. It was clearly seen by the referee, the assistant referee, it was, when you slowed it up, it perhaps had something you could look at, but in real time, I didn't think it was a problem, and I was amazed that that he's been charged. I'm all for cleaning up the areas of concern, which are the crusher tackle and the hitting of dominant key players kicking the football or passing the ball and turning their backs and then being hit. I'm all for suspending those sort of players, but I don't think Tarek Sims is guilty of anything.
Well, this is where we differ. I think maybe a grade two is a little harsh, but there's no doubt that he hits him in the head. There's no doubt he was a key playmaker. There's no doubt that changes the whole course of the match.
Well, you sound like the whinging Cowboys coach, Paul Green.
Well, now hang on a minute.
Like he's under real pressure. He's protected. This is the same guy, and probably you're in the same boat, protected Josh Maguire over the last few weeks. And I don't think that looks very good when you come out and then criticise a player in an opposition team. Just leave it to the officials.
Did you hear Paul Green's press conference?
I did.
Yes, and he was very reticent. He just said, look, I haven't looked closely enough at the incident, but...
That's what he said late in it. At the first part of it, he said, yes, I'm concerned late, and this is what we've got to get out of the game. He actually lightened off after he realised what he'd said. Mm. And I think Paul McGregor was right. He said it like it is, suggesting Green should zip it. As I said, personally, I couldn't find anything wrong with a tackle by Sims. I differ to you, Ray. Mm. Jim. And the fact that he's got a case to answer, I'll be surprised if he gets suspended.
Yeah, well, watch this space. Unfortunately for George Burgess, though, I think he obviously has a case to answer. How long is he looking at, do you reckon, Zorb?
Well, they're going to throw the book at him. He could get up to 10 weeks. Souths winning 7 in a row, they hardly needed a player to be out in the games coming forward, and Burgess is going to be that player. They've now lost 4 in a row.
Yep.
See, they're looking shaky through Origin. Sam Burgess out. They lack authority up front, and they couldn't finish strongly enough. They were gutsy and they were brave against the West Tigers on Thursday, but late in the game, they just couldn't compete.
Why was it so slippery at Bankwest Stadium?
Well, that's a terrible problem with such a beautiful ground.
Yeah.
And it's fast becoming a place you don't want to play at night. Even the home teams don't want to play there. I think the grass is too long. Well, I think the best surface in the NRL week after week is on the Gold Coast with Cbus Stadium. And it's as tight as could be. You've called plenty of games there, Jimmy, and it's cropped to within a very short length of grass. Mm. And players get a good foothold there. It's fast, even with rain. It's still in good nick. It drains well. I think for all the money that's been spent on the new stadium, there should be some sort of early inquiry into why it is so dodgy at night. I mean, it looks too long. Maybe the curator could cut it back a bit, but there is definitely a problem there. I mean, that was a bugger of a game on Thursday night. West Tigers 14, Rabbitohs 9, and it's not winning any favours with the players in night games, that's for sure.
Yeah, good point. In contrast, Zorb, Friday night's game between the Storms and Storm and the Roosters, gee, it was a compelling contest. That second half, two very well-coached sides, two outstanding defensive units, they're the teams to beat this year, Zorb.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and history shows that the loser of this game the last 2 years has gone on to win the comp. I think the Roosters probably have come out of the game with confidence. The Storm, they took a giant step towards yet another minor premiership with a 14-12 win.
Yeah.
But even though they're 6 points clear and they're having another consistently outstanding season, they scored a lucky try off rebounds, like a ping pong rebound just before half time. And then they defended strongly to hold out the Roosters. But put Warrior Hargraves, Luke Keary and Jake Friend back in that Roosters side at the right end of the season, and I think we might see a grand final very worthy of watching. I don't know if there's any more improvement in the Storm. The jury's still out for me on Brody Cross as a halfback that can win you a competition. The Roosters are proven in that area. I think we learned again that Latrell Mitchell is not a 5'8".
Yes.
That he needs to play in his position of centre. I thought he went okay for the problems he's going through, and he'll bounce back in the weeks ahead.
I thought maybe Ryan Pappenhausen at fullback, Jerome Hughes at halfback.
I'm thinking exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
I think that Hughes is a very special player, and the kid at fullback has got so much speed, and he's good in getting to the ball in the in-goal area as well. I like Pappenhausen.
Mm. What are the problems Latrell's going through?
Well, obviously, he just doesn't look himself. I think he's going through some pains in where he sees himself. What he's, you know, he's been in Origin, he's out of Origin, his headlines, his managerial problems, his problems off the field that haven't been documented. But when a player that is from a country area, hot foots at home, every opportunity he gets, then he's having some establishing problems in the big city. And maybe that is what's a simple solution to what's happening to Latrell. But the one thing you can say about Latrell, he's in the best hands he could be. I think it's ludicrous to suggest that he may leave that club, which has been so good to him. And I think his parents would know that. And I don't think he'll be going anywhere. And I don't think that the suggestions that... I think it's been crazy this week because Tom and Jake had great games, the Trbojevic is in Origin, suddenly their contracts are being discussed because they come up on November the 1st, and sure, clubs are going to be talking to them, but the Bulldogs will be the last place they'd want to go. Suggestions that they want to go there to the Wooden Spoon as the Bulldogs, well, that certainly won't eventuate. Why the brothers would contemplate such a move is just stupid. For a start, if they wanted to leave, why would they go to the bottom place side when they could go to one of the clubs that have got a chance to win the comp? It's going to be a long time before the Bulldogs are challenging for a premiership on and off the field. They're a basket case at the moment. Who would want to go to Belmore?
So,
I don't think the Trbojeviches would be swapping Brookvale for Belmore anytime soon.
Des did. Anyway.
Des did.
Des did.
And look what happened to him.
Yeah, well, he made two grand finals.
He made two grand finals and then was out of the game unwanted.
Yeah.
Until he was called back to the club that he played for.
Daily Cherry Evans is on $1.3 million. What does that mean Tom Trbojevic is worth?
And Jake.
Well, I think they're both going to be in the million-dollar range. There's no doubt about that. But both the boys have invested well in properties. They live at home. They've got a young brother that's just signed a contract at the club. Jake and Tom Trbojevic are the heartbeat of the Sea Eagles for many years to come. And boys, they won't be going anywhere.
Jesus,
heard it here first.
Is there a fish and chip shop that could do a third party deal or something? They go down every Friday and get some takeaway? Is that how it could work?
Why would you want to drive from God's country via the railway line to Belmore? Please.
Dear, I tell you what, Bronte would be good, though. They'd like to live at Bronte, though, wouldn't they?
Oh, they probably would, but I don't think even the Roosters with their sombrero could fit them in.
Hang on, Cronk's retiring.
He's fishing.
By the way, let's just go back to Origin for a moment.
Mm. Yes.
What was the defining moment for both of you guys? Put your journalist hats on. What was the major question that should have been asked, first up, to Kevin Walters after that thrashing 38-6 by New South Wales in Perth? What was the first question?
Oh, I'll jump in.
Yeah.
Kevin Walters was saying about their attitude. My question would be, how can you not have your attitude and your focus entirely on game two, Zorb?
Yeah. What was yours, Jim?
It would be something about the coach whisperer, wouldn't it?
Yep, I would say, where does Bradley Charles sub sit with you after that?
Yeah.
I mean, why no one asked the question is beyond me. Well, I think it's because there's a loving in the media at the moment that everybody works for virtually the same stables. So you don't really want to bag a teammate. But I thought it was pretty weak. There would have been someone there that's not in that system that should have asked the question. I know my old editor would have kicked my ample backside. old Con Simons would have said, listen, fella, there are questions you've got to ask.
You know what? It's a really interesting point you make, Zorba. You know what the big issue is? And look, I know Bradley Charles Stubbs. He doesn't give interviews to anyone. So every media outlet on the East Coast is chasing him for an interview. So they don't want to be the one that upsets him. And then he says, right, well, I'm not, when I do an interview, it's not going to be with you. They're all chasing him.
I can't understand why.
They are all chasing him. Mm. And I know that for a fact.
Hey, Zorba, I'll put a question to you. If you were Kevvy Walters, what and can you make any changes for game three for Queensland?
Well, he's obviously got to look at the forward.
He needs to go forward, doesn't he?
Offhand Goway is back.
Yeah, that'll
help. Offhand Goway's back, but gee, those Bronco forwards, I think they've been vastly overrated. Let's look at when you look at Queensland's problems, it walks hand in hand with what's going on at the Broncos.
Mm.
They're on 12 points.
Mm.
If the Panthers win today, they're 14th. They're ahead of the Titans and the Bulldogs.
Wow.
Mm. Now, who could conceivably say that was going to happen? No way in the world. They're they're lucky to be on 12 points. They're lucky in the games ahead. They've got 10 games ahead. They play the Bulldogs twice and the Titans once. So there's three games they can bank on. But they need to win just about every game from here on in. I don't think they've got the side to do it. And I think the biggest decision now facing Anthony Seibold is what does he do with Darius Boyd? Darius Boyd was like a turnstile at 5'8 last night against the Newcastle Knights. Newcastle toyed with Brisbane in the first half.
Yeah.
And a lot of the problems for the Broncos were coming from Darius's defence. They targeted him very closely. Young Sean O'Sullivan is not the answer at this stage of his career for the halfback spot, so they've got a problem there. Milford went fairly well at fullback, but does he leave him there? But the big question is, does he drop his captain? I don't think he will because of the problems they've got there, but boy, they've got some issues right now.
You can't move Milford for a week, move him back the following week. That doesn't work. That sounds like you're panicked.
Like panic, doesn't
it? Panicked. Mm. What about 4 weeks back when Zorba and you pair said so confidently that the Broncos were certainties for the top eight and that other teams like the Eels and the West performing, you couldn't see how the Knights would be there at the end. How's that working out for you, experts? That's from Stu. I don't think we ever said it about the Knights. We did about the Broncos, though.
Well, I can't remember that. Going through those tests.
Mate, hang on. We've got about that. Yeah, just on that. Spud's donating his brain. That's the first time he's ever given anything away in his life.
Jeez. I don't think you need to be a neurosurgeon to work out what they're going to find out when they check Spud out. With what he's put his body through during his career, him and the Chief, I applaud what's going on in the game. I think it's fantastic. I think, players from my era certainly should be more than a little concerned. I'm concerned in much that, you know, Manly went through its golden era in the 70s with one of the nicest person you'd ever meet as the club doctor. But he was, wait for it, a gynecologist. And how on earth, you know, players in that era, the doctors were just voluntary then.
Yeah.
And they did a great job with their experience in their own field. But, you know, we were lambs to the slaughter back then.
Yeah. Yeah,
we were lambs to the slaughter. How many times the smelling salts come out? 3 times in a game.
I know. And you wouldn't think twice. You would not think twice about it. No, you would not think twice.
You didn't want to go off.
No.
I refused to go off at the cricket ground. Ron Willey came to the sideline, tried to get me replaced in a semi-final. I told him if he'd come on, I'd job him. And I wouldn't go off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I left my boots there. I knew I was going to get picked the next year.
That's right. Hey, Zorb, the Zapper is up. It's on the website, tab.com.au. It's under today's special. Now, the Zapper, what is it?
It's Panthers.
Yes.
Into the Sharks at the line.
Panthers +3.5 into the Sharks -8.5, and that's been boosted up to $4 today too. $4. You can find it under today's special either on the app or on the website. I like it a lot too. I like
it
a lot.
The Panthers, if they win today, they leapfrog the Broncos. They go into 13th place and the Broncos go to 14th. I don't think in the history of the Broncos they've been that far down.
It's an incredible fall from grace, especially given the talent that they have. That's the incredible thing. Zorb, we've got to fly.
Okay, get on, Ray. I'm in form this weekend,
I'm already on, Zorb. I copped your tip. Don't worry.
Manly. Okay, Manly 13 plus.
You tipped me to a boy that they'd go berserk. I didn't do that, but I'm on your Zap. Good on you, Zorb.
Good on you, Zorb.
Okay, boys.
There he is, Zorb, with some startling revelations about the doctor at Manly in the 1970s.